Campbelltown Arts Centre, La Boite and Black Honey Company present One the Bear, a fairy tale for the hip-hop generation. It's set in a garbage tip, and this is the story of a young female bear that wants more for her tribe. Playing at the Campbelltown Arts Centre from the 10th to the 21st of October, One the Bear is billed as a stunning dystopian world that is guaranteed to burst your senses and expand your mind. Joining me is Nancy Dennis, part of the cast for One the Bear. Welcome, Nancy.
Thank you very much, Marie. Thank you for having me. I really appreciate it.
So, One the Bear has had a limited yet successful run earlier this year. What is the crux of the story?
So, One the Bear is like an allegory for First Nations people and what happens to First Nations people all around the world. So, we use like an English accent because we're on Australian land and it was the British colonizers, but it's not just about that. Like, it's like a story within a story within a story within a story. I mean, you can get a lot of that, a lot out of it. The one-hour show, it's about a bear called One the Bear and her best friend Ursula. And pretty much we just watch her go from her, we go from her having authenticity to losing her authenticity and to finding herself again with her best friend Ursula by her side and not so much by her side when she rejects her as well. And it's really like an adaptation, you could almost say, of what has kind of happened to Little Kim. You know, Little Kim, the hip-hop rap star from the 90s and early 2000s, and kind of what happened to her. She started off really political and really righteous and self-righteous for her people and for herself. And now we've seen her lighten her skin, get surgery, change herself because of, you know, some say it's because of the love she had for Biggie and Biggie's death and all that stuff. But also it's what's happening to most First Nations people around the world, no matter what your skin tone colour is. If you're a First Nations people and you've had colonizers come into your space and collaborate without your permission, there leaves a lot of residue of assimilation of what happens to the mind and what happens to the person. And it's seen anywhere in, you know, you see it with basketball players, you see it with musicians, you see it with, and you don't have to be black or white or anything, hence why we've used bears as our characters. Well, Candy Bowers has used bears because Candy Bowers is also the CEO and person who runs and does Black Honey Company, which is where One the Bear comes from.
And what role does the Black Honey Company play in bringing One the Bear to life?
The Black Honey Company is like, well, Candy Bowers is Black Honey Company, I would have to say, or part of it, her and her sister Kim, Busty Beat Kim. And together they run it and own it, and Black Honey Company is one of the producers and one of the, I guess, because it's in projects. So One the Bear is Black Honey Company, Campbelltown Arts Centre, and La Boite Theatre. La Boite Theatre is located in Brisbane, Campbelltown Arts Centre, pretty self-explanatory, and then Black Honey Company, which is somewhat based in Brisbane, but Candy Bowers and Busty Beat Kim, they travel a lot because they also have their other show, Hot Brown Honey, which is touring currently at the Edinburgh Festival in Edinburgh. So yeah, that's what Black Honey Company has to do with it. It's, you know, it's the soul of, you could almost say the soul of One the Bear is Black Honey Company. 100% you could say that, I'd say.
And what is the aim of the One the Bear Outreach Project?
So the aim of the One the Bear Outreach Program is what we're trying to do is, what happens when you have a show and you take it to theatre? They have general public, and their general public are typically of a stature of, like, it's generational. So you've got people who are subscribers to a theatre, right? And these subscribers are typically white, somewhat wealthy families. So when they say GP, general public, what they actually mean is those subscribers, because those are the ones who are guaranteed tickets. And every theatre is a business as well as it is an arts program, but it's a business and they need to make sure that people come and watch their show. One the Bear isn't for white Australia or the white policy Australia. One the Bear is for the white feminists of Australia, and it's for the ethnic and intersectionalities of Australia. And we want them to come to the theatre, because what happens when you go to a theatre too, they try and promote to their general public, but their general public isn't our general public. Like, when I say our, I mean myself. Like, I go to theatre all the time, sure, but I'm like one, I'm like a unicorn, man. I'm mysterious and one in a million, okay? Well, what, there's like a whole outreach of people who live out in the West who are pushed out. This is gentrification as well. We're trying to reach out the people who were affected by gentrification be like, we've got some beautiful work that is for you, that is for us. Come and see us, because the companies that we're working for do not have the money, the wit about them to reach out to you. So we're asking you to help us out by giving us the money so we can reach you, so you can come and see us, because we are for you and you are for us and we love you. So come and see us, please. And so we're really reaching out to the white feminists out there and to the ethnic brothers and sisters and the intersectionality sisters. This is for you. This is for us. So come to the theatre. It's also encouraging people to come to the theatre again, because the theatre and the arts is everything. Jesus was an artist, let's be real. He wasn't just a prophet. He was an artiste. And we are artists. So I'm pretty much saying that our outreach program is for One the Bear, because we're Jesus.
And how will the funds be used?
So the funds will be used to go out to areas such as like deep into the West, like deep into the West, you know, where they're not allowed in the city, where they're trying to push Parramatta out. We're going past Parramatta. We're going past there, and we're trying to reach people who live out into the West, who are artists, who are people just like you and me, who don't live in the city but love art just as much. So what we're going to use is, we're literally using the money for promotion, because La Boite Theatre will not give us any. Like, literally. Like, they literally will not give us any help or any publication for us to promote ourselves. So we have to ask the public to help us promote ourselves for you and for us. It's a very simple yet complicated situation we're in. And if you go to the outreach program online and you watch a little 4-minute video, 3 to 4 minute video, we explain it in detail of exactly what and how and why we're doing what we're doing.
And where and how can we support the Wonder the Bear outreach program?
So you can support Wonder the Bear outreach program really simply by sharing it on Facebook, sharing it on Instagram, sharing it on Twitter. If you don't have money to give, then don't give it. Honest to God, do not give it. But if you've got 50 friends on your Facebook or 50 friends on your Instagram or 50 friends on your Twitter and one of them has a bit of money and they can give $10, because it starts at $10, $5, the outreach, then just give us your money. Right now we're about 10 days out to the finishing of the outreach program, and I think we have about $1,000 left to fill our quota, to fill our reach for our possible campaign. So really at this point we're asking everyone just to put that little thumb on that little share button and share it. If you want to watch the video and you want to quote us with hashtag give us your honey money, hashtag won the bear, hashtag we love you, then do it. Hashtag won the bear is the best thing. Hashtag Black Honey Company. Just, you know, it's a simple thing, but it can go a long, long way, thanks to the Silicon Valley guys like Mark Zuckerberg. There he is. That's his name, Facebook guy, owns Instagram as well now. Share that love, spread that love is all we're really asking. If you could do that, that's how you can help us, by sharing.
Well, that sounds awesome, and best of luck.
Thank you so much, Marie. Thank you very much, and thank you so much for having me on your little spot here. I really appreciate it. Thank you for helping me spread the word, and Candy as well. I'm sure she wants to say thank you too.
That was Nancy Dennis, part of the cast of One the Bear. Next up is 2SER Daily host Sean Britton talking to activist Hayley Pessin about Charlottesville. But before 7:45, we've got some music for you, starting with To Prove My Love by Ned Doheny on 2SER 107.3.